Manx Radio's update.
Es Fastamai, Wednesday, September the 1st, general election month. This is Update. The next 30 minutes, we aim to round up the news of the day and herd it gently towards you, packaged on a podcast and released onto the Manx Radio website for you to enjoy later or again. A group says they will take legal action to back their assertion that the COVID virus doesn't exist. Two fatal accidents on Manx registered ships. Why are airport security jobs being advertised off-island? And why is the carbon dioxide in Manx classrooms going to be monitored? Andy Wint this evening will be chairing the first of the election group question sessions, Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, between 7 and 8, incidentally. It's at the Viking, ticket only. It's a sellout, but good news, it's live on Manx Radio.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
Tessa Hawley is waiting for us with the news. Tessa.
Fastamai. 36 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. It brings the number of active cases to 318. 9 people who have the virus are in hospital. Armed police were deployed to Pool Rose last night to deal with an undisclosed incident. Officers attended the area of Alder Road at around 8:30. The Isle of Man Constabulary has told Manx Radio the matter was dealt with and there was no risk to the general public. Motorists are being warned the new roundels on Douglas Promenade are not roundabouts. Police say they've had a number of queries about the new road layout. Officers say the two roundels should be treated as unmarked junctions, as defined in the Highway Code. In international news, the UK Foreign Secretary says intelligence suggested the Afghan capital would not fall to the Taliban this year. Dominic Raab has been questioned by MPs and revealed he can't say with precision how many people who are entitled to come to the UK remain trapped in the country. Anyone who wants to go to a nightclub or large event in Scotland will soon need a vaccine passport. Parliament will vote next week on bringing in certification following a big rise in COVID cases. And ITV has welcomed Ofcom's ruling that Good Morning Britain didn't breach broadcasting rules over comments made by Piers Morgan. His remarks about the Duchess of Sussex led to more than 50,000 complaints and him leaving his job. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Tessa, thank you. I rather like the name roundelabouts for those things on the promenade.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you.
Let's have a look at the weather, and it is very pleasant at the moment.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Some cloud this evening. Can't see very much of it. A few bright or sunny intervals from time to time. Light, mainly northeast winds. Little change for the rest of the week. Variable cloud, light winds. It'll turn more unsettled over the weekend. A few outbreaks of rain possible on Sunday. Sunrise 6:27 tomorrow morning. 8:10 is the sunset today. High water 8 o'clock today. That's 8 o'clock p.m. And low water tomorrow will be at 2:45 a.m.
Website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
Yes, you're listening to Update. 36 cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. It brings the number of active cases to 318. Tessa Hawley has today's figures.
9 people who have the virus are in hospital. That's an increase of 1 since the last update. 1 person is in intensive care. Of the 36 new cases identified, 23 are under investigation. At the time of the latest snapshot, 418 people were awaiting the results of their COVID test. A further 311 people are booked in to have a PCR test tomorrow. 318 people have received a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine today, with just 1 individual receiving their first jab.
Thanks, Tessa. In the UK, the daily death rises above 200 for the first time since March, but they say possibly it's from delayed reporting over the bank holiday. A local activist says he's started legal proceedings after claiming COVID-19 doesn't exist. Courtney Heading spoke to some 70 people outside the Isle of Man Courts of Justice this morning. Mr. Henning also says he's taking the island's health minister to court. William King asked him why.
Because the evidence that nobody around the world, including the Isle of Man government, on the 18th of February has isolated a virus. And if people do their homework, they will see that there is no isolated, purified virus. And 100 locations now confirm that.
On the Isle of Man alone, we have 38 confirmed deaths from COVID-19. You spoke emotively in your address about people who died. Why do you believe that they haven't died from COVID?
38 people have not died, and you besmirch their memory by even mentioning that without homework, without being an investigative reporter. So if you had honour and soul, I can teach you and help you, as can 100 locations that have not isolated a virus. I've said that at the beginning about...
Why would the government lie? Why is it in their interest?
We're going to come downstream is you will have to do your own homework, because now many people, including people I love, have been jabbed. Some have been damaged that I know very, very well. And so that process of unlearning, as I said at the beginning of my speech, is on and for public record.
So are you not a supporter of the vaccine rollout?
There is no virus, so the insanity that we're discussing in front of you today is there is no virus. I've clearly said that 100 locations have not found a virus. So why would you claim as an investigative journalist that there is a virus and that people have died from COVID? This is misconduct in your...
So do you support vaccination?
There's no virus. We have to have investigation. Do not mention again that 38 people died from COVID, because that...
I didn't mention that again. You just mentioned that again.
You mentioned it at the beginning that people have died from COVID. You then get downstream into viruses, sorry, into vaccines. The issue is there is no virus. Everything else is noise. There is no virus. So 100 locations, the Centres for Disease Control and your own Isle of Man government on the 18th of February did not find a virus. That reply was given to Stephen William Gardner. I will send you the FOI.
That's Courtney Henning speaking to William King. Now, we got in touch with the government and asked for a response, and they sent us this brief response. We are aware of the protest this morning. We see no need to comment on the baseless assertion made by the organisers. There are investigations underway into two fatal incidents aboard Manx registered ships. They both happened within the past few days. More from Simon Richardson.
The first occurred on August 26th aboard the bulk carrier Mona Manx during berthing operations at Las Ventanas in Chile. The second was aboard the bulk carrier Teal Bay during mooring deck operations in the Kavkaz anchorage in Russia on August 30th. Both incidents have been reported by the UK Marine Accident Investigation Branch and are said to be under investigation on behalf of the Isle of Man Ship Registry. The 63,000-tonne Mona Manx was built in 2017. She's currently in transit from the Chilean port of Quintero en route for Matarani in Peru. The Teal Bay is a 20,000-tonne general cargo vessel built in 2007. She is understood to be remaining at anchor in the Kerch Strait.
Simon, thank you for that. Usually we wait until later on in this before we bring you sport, but this is a big story. One of the island's top contenders in Manx football won't be making an appearance in the new season. St Mary's FC says it's been left with no option but to pull out of the competition due to a lack of players. Their club chairman is Joss Evans.
The way Manx football's going now is that players want to play in Div 2 and want to play with their mates and want it to be more relaxed, and they kind of want to just turn up on a Saturday, not worry about training and stuff. So the bigger clubs, like us, Old Boys, St George's, are struggling for numbers, whereas quite a handful of Div 2 teams, like your Paul Roses, your D&Ds, Onken have got good numbers, Malou have got good numbers.
You think that there's a mindset moving away from the more competitive to the more enjoyable?
Completely, yeah. I think the way Manx football is going, it's more like Sunday League.
Do you think the pandemic has had a knock-on effect on football in any way?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think you look at it last summer, we were all in lockdown and obviously football just wasn't going ahead. And in my sort of circles anyway, and people my age, they all kind of took up golf because that was kind of the first thing that you could do on the island. You could go around as a household by yourself first, then as a household, and then you could go around with friends. And me and all my friends have definitely taken up golf, and I think that's a case with a lot of like younger generation on the island. And it kind of takes up 3 hours of your day, and then you can get along with everything else, and you can kind of pick whenever you want to play it, on a Saturday, on a Sunday, in the afternoon, early, whereas football's just not as flexible as that. And Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people want nowadays. It's more flexibility.
Disappointing for their fans and for the players probably as well. That's the club chairman of St Mary's FC, Joss Evans. Let's turn our attention to the sea, and I just noticed the Ben McCree mating has stately progress across the bay.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
So the Ben's in on time. She'll be berthed very shortly. They give you some interesting information that you can see on the Steam Packet website comparing the Ben McCree with the new Manxman when it's arriving 2023. Passenger capacity 630. On the new one, 949. The pet lounges, there's two on the new vessel and three outside decks, as opposed to one pet lounge and two outside decks on the Ben. And this is interesting as well, if you like a nice comfortable crossing. There are 40 cabins, apparently, on the Manxman, the new vessel, while there's a total of 20 on the Ben McCree.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Now, some news from the energy giant Shell. They want to install 50,000 electric vehicle charging points across the UK by 2025. New petrol and diesel cars are due to be banned by 2030, but some estimates suggest public charge points need to increase tenfold by then. On the island, the MU have charging points in these places: Port Erin, Ballasalla, St John's, Douglas, Laxey, The Bungalow, Ramsey and Peel. But there are plans to put them in other places, of course. There's been a surprising rise in UK property prices, rising 2.1%. Compared with the month before. The increase in August came despite July's reduction in a tax break for home buyers. And a study suggests the number of men and women suffering from work stress rose by almost 70% in 2017. That's compared to 59% 5 years earlier.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Now, let's have a look at some business news further afield.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Thanks to them. We can tell you UK and European stocks closed higher as investors shrugged off hotter than expected Eurozone inflation data. US stocks gained with the major equity indices beginning September trading near all-time highs. Oil prices dipped after OPEC Plus agreed to stick to its existing policy of gradual oil output hikes. At the close, the FTSE was up 0.42 at 1,007,149 and the FTSE 250 up 0.62. The DAX was down just a smidgen, 0.07. And at 4.55, the Dow Jones was down 0.10 at 35,323.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
Now, it won't be lost on a lot of people that school is back again next Wednesday. Obviously, with the background of COVID, there's a lot of, shall I say, interest in how it turns out, whether, in fact, the COVID bug will spread. But obviously, precautions have been taken and will be taken, including carbon dioxide monitors to be installed in classrooms to support enhanced ventilation when the students return to school. Government says proportionate protective measures against COVID-19 will be taken at all schools and at the University College next week. I spoke to the Education Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson.
We now know that ventilation is the key to try to stop the spread of coronavirus in the enclosed areas. So that can be as simple as opening windows. That can be as simple as air conditioning if you have it in your building to use that. But carbon dioxide monitors give a very good estimation of the amount of ventilation. Now, this is something that educationalists have been interested in for quite some time, because high CO2 levels actually affect your brain and your functioning. So if we can get that right, it will help the learning environment.
What happens? Does an alarm go off or something?
Well, what happens with these monitors? They're very small, very discreet. They feed in real-time data to a central spreadsheet, when we can then see whether there are any areas of concern. But at the same time, they can measure temperature as well. Because one of the concerns from parents is, as we head into the winter months, increased ventilation, does that mean a cold classroom? Well, not necessarily. If you open high-level windows, you can actually increase the ventilation without cooling down that classroom. So these are with the monitors, we'll get real-time data so we can monitor this in classrooms and in enclosed areas.
But having colder classrooms with a bit of ventilation going through would be healthy. I mean, cannot the kids put on more clothes?
Exactly, and that's one of the things we're going to have to get used to over this winter in terms of, trying to keep the learning environment as healthy as possible. We've been trialling out carbon dioxide monitors in one of the primary schools. We've looked at the data, we've looked at how we can react to it, and it's been extremely successful. This was before the summer break, so now they're being rolled out to other classrooms throughout particularly secondary schools, because we know that secondary school students are far more at risk of getting coronavirus, although that risk is still very small.
That's Education Minister. Now, Alex Allenson is standing in Ramsey in the upcoming general election. Also standing are Robert Cowell, Liberal Vannon's Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Simon Mann, Luke Parker, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer.
Manx Radio Sport.
Ah, and joining us is Rhiann Evans. Faster Mai.
Faster Mai, good evening. Well, two Manx pool players have been drawn against current world snooker champion Mark Selby later this month. David Adenol and Tommy Miller are competing in the Ultimate Pool Pairs Cup, which is streamed live on Free Sports TV on Monday evenings. Selby won the Crucible Crown for the fourth time this season and is also a former World 8-Ball Pool Champion, having won that competition back in 2006. Snooker's world number one is teaming up with brother-in-law and multiple-time World Pool Champion Gareth Potts to compete in the doubles format. Adenol and Miller will face the pairing in the group stages on Monday the 27th of September as one of the 64 teams to have qualified for the event. A place in the last 16 is up for grabs, with exact prize money to be confirmed. For all you keen badminton players, trials for the Isle of Man senior squad are this month. They're taking place at St Ninian's Upper School on Wednesday the 8th and 15th of September from 7 until 9 p.m. The opens this year are £5 per session and any potential senior squad member is being encouraged to enter. You don't have to be a familiar face though to enter. Newbies are also welcome to trial. Meanwhile, if you're looking to take up the racket sport on a more casual basis, then Moran Badminton Club could be for you. It's looking for new members to sign up. Club nights are every Monday and Thursday from 7:30 until 10 p.m. at Centre 21 in Douglas. If you like it and then you decide you'd like to get more competitive, there are also team positions available. You have until the 9th of September to register your interest. Junior coaching is also on offer for those aged 8 to 15. Those sessions will get started on the 5th of October and will run for 10 weeks. To find out more and to register your interest in the club, you're asked to email them, and you can find that email address at manxradio.com on our sports page.
Rhiann, thanks a lot.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Just to mention, if you haven't come across it, I only came across it today, actually. When you try and get on the promenade, of course, Walpole Avenue is now one way north, and you get diverted back towards the sea terminal. So looking at the other roadworks, probably the one that's affecting quite a few people is between Douglas and Quig, outside the nunnery, temporary lights there. They're doing cable laying. So at times there are quite extensive delays there. Kirkmichael until the 30th of September, end of the month, temporary lights on the main road through the village, pavement work. And in Douglas Pullrose Road, temporary lights near the power station for trenching work. Ballasalla, oh, you know and love these ones, temporary lights on the main road, work on the new bypass. And in Laxey until the 13th of October, Glen Road is closed for work on the new river wall.
The only electric and hybrid service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The House of Keys general election takes place on the 23rd of September. And on Manx Radio, we're hearing from the candidates standing. Erica Spencer is an ecologist for Manx National Heritage and has lived in the constituency for the past 23 years. The constituency, obviously, being Ramsey. She says she wants to bring about positive change in the northern town and told Lewis Foster why she's standing.
Why have I decided to stand as a candidate? Well, I've lived in Ramsey for the last 25 years. I'm very proud of Ramsey Town and its people. I think the people of Ramsey are very much politically engaged because they want the best for their community. I decided that I would join the fight to achieve this, and I thought the best way to do that is to stand as an MHK.
And that's jumping sort of straight into to the deep end, I suppose. Did you consider the commissioner's route first, or was it kind of, were you nudged by friends and peers perhaps to go for this role?
I have over the years worked in various voluntary roles for community projects, worked with the commissioners over things like Poldhu Nature Reserve, etc. I didn't really consider the commissioners because a lot of the changes which I feel need to be brought about are not just within our town, island-wide, and, you know, some of them, obviously, we are a small island. Nationally, a lot of the issues and dilemmas facing us at the moment are not just local things. They are national problems and often global problems, such as climate change. Why should you vote for me? Well, that is a very good question. I'm more than happy to listen, and I imagine your issues are my issues as well. I'm confident and I'm passionate enough to take questions and anything else to the right people, as I say, bang the drum for Ramsey and fly the flag for the Isle of Man.
Erica Spencer. Also standing in Ramsey are Alex Allenson, Robert Cowell, Liberal Van Ens Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Simon Mann, Luke Parker and Leonard Singer.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini-site at manxradio.com. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The 2021 general election is now 3 weeks away, and tonight on Manx Radio, we start our live constituency debates. Between now and Election Day, we're heading to each constituency to question the candidates, asking for your vote. And an audience of voters from each area will join us to grill would-be MHKs. Tonight, we'll be at the Viking Pub to hear from the candidates vying for a seat in Arbury, Castletown and Maloo. Listen live from 7 o'clock, and the programme will also be available afterwards as a podcast. Manx Radio's live constituency debates for the House of Keys general election on air at manxradio.com.
And finally, an update this evening. Government says airport security jobs are being advertised off-island due to the low number of local job seekers. Security has been contracted out to a private firm since 2019. It's now claimed a UK recruitment agency is offering higher salaries and perks than those given to local workers. McHugh is from the Union Prospect and says this creates an equal pay dispute.
They've got concerns that the rates of pay differ significantly from those being paid at the moment to the people that are already in post. So from my perspective, that immediately causes an equal pay dispute. You can't have a group of staff doing exactly the same job being paid different rates of pay. And I am aware from discussions that the company is looking to have harmonised pay at some point in the future. But obviously, our members are concerned that they haven't done it with immediate effect. And if the rates advertised, which are £12.50 and £15, are correct, I would expect our members to have those rates of pay implemented now.
So is there any indication why this is being advertised off-island? Is there an issue retaining staff locally?
Well, our members are implying that there is an issue with their retention, and that is probably due to a number of factors. To be fair, the airport hasn't been affected by COVID the same as a number of other workplace areas. So there's been some disruption at the airport, which has resulted in people's shifts being changed and the roles, I suppose, changing to keep people in post. So that might be one of the reasons. But I do think that, probably the significant factor in recruitment and retention has got to be your pay and terms and conditions. Bidvest Noonan are competing with other employers who are looking for staff and maybe offering better terms and conditions. And there's only a certain amount of people available for work in the pool. And if everybody's trying to recruit from that pool, people are going to look at where they can get the best deal, if you like, when they take up employment.
That's Mick Hewer of the Union Prospect. Worrying indeed for workers down at the airport. Just to finish, and this is worrying as well, latest estimates say between a half and third of the world's wild tree species are threatened with extinction. Presumably there's a connection with the drop in wild bird numbers as well. It's happening over here. They recently here published a red list which names those most in danger over here. The major reason for tree clearance for farming is getting rid of the trees, but there's also a scutch of diseases with exotic names like bronze birch borer, two-line chestnut borer, and the infamous, I suppose, you could call it oak wilt. That's update for this evening. Remember, Andy Wint is chairing the first of the election group question sessions at the Viking in Castletown, Arbury Castletown and Maloo, between 7 and 8. It is ticket only and it is sold out, but it is on Manx Radio Live, so you can listen to it on that. I'm John Moss. Thank you very much for listening. This is available as a podcast, of course, for you to enjoy later on. But for myself, good evening.